As you probably know, Yizkor is recited on each of the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrimage holidays. That's Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, and also on Yom Kippur. And so you ask yourself, why? Why then? Why is that the time to remember? Not only that, but if you set aside special times to remember, doesn't that imply in some way that the rest of the time you've forgotten? Because if you haven't forgotten, you need not set aside special times to remember. And so the first question should be easily answered by the idea that that's when everyone is together anyway, and that's when families gather together, and so someone's absence is most keenly felt. My brother told me that his little boy said, "Why do we have a cup for Elijah?" And he said, "Well, because Elijah's not here. He's in heaven, and we hope that he will come and announce the coming of the Messiah." And his little boy said to him, "But isn't Zadie in heaven? Shouldn't we have a cup for him too?" It's during those moments of family gatherings that you feel the absence of the people who were so much a part of your life. And that certainly is one reason, a more practical reason, why we would observe the Yizkor service on holidays when we gather together. Another is the idea that what we celebrate was taught by the people we commemorate, by parents, by spouses, and sometimes even by children. But to give those answers is in some way to misunderstand what Yizkor is really about. And even people who have said Yizkor year after year after year sometimes don't recognize or realize what the service is really about. And the reason that that's so is something that was said once by the psychologist Jung when he mentioned that ancient mandalas used to have God at the center, but now they have a human being at the center. That is, we tend to put ourselves at the center of every celebration, every commemoration, every holiday, but shockingly, Yizkor is not really about us. When you ask the average worshiper, "Why do you go to the Yizkor service?" they will answer the way I answered at the beginning, which is, it's to remind us of the people whom we have lost. But that actually is not at all what Yizkor says. You don't pray that you remember the person that you have lost. You pray that God remembers them. Yizkor Elohim et nishmat avi. May God remember the soul of my father, my mother, my sibling, my spouse, my child. Which first of all means that the tradition has no doubt that you remember. Because it's not about you, it's about them. It's about the person you have lost. I hear this all the time at funerals, which is that funerals are for the living, and to some extent that is true. But they're also for the dead. They're for the person who has passed on so that people will remember them and still retain the lessons of their lives. And that's why you have the second part of the Yizkor service. The second phrase right after "May God remember the soul of my beloved" is, "I promise to give tzedakah in memory of them." Now, why do you give tzedakah in memory of someone who has died? You do it for two reasons. One is tzedakah etzil memavet, that tzedakah is supposed to save one from death, and in some ways you are improving the status of the soul in Olam Haba, in the world to come, by giving tzedakah. That is the more mystical reason. But then there is another sort of pseudo-pragmatic reason, which is that the way you prove that the person you have lost lived a good and meaningful life is by showing that they influenced you in a way that makes you better. I'm giving tzedakah, and I would not have given this tzedakah had my mother not lived. And therefore, when you recite Yizkor, it's only about you in as much as you are the evidence. You're the proof that the person who has died, whatever their flaws and shortcomings and sins and problems, because they were human, they made you, and look what you're doing. You're doing something good in their memory, which proves their goodness, their influence. They're moving the world towards mitzvot. And therefore, because you give tzedakah, the world is a better place because they lived. Someone will be healed, someone will be helped, someone will be fed, someone will be clothed. Something good will happen in the world because this person lived and they influenced me to do this. That's why I'm here and I promise and I give, and that's because of them. So even though we tend to think of Yizkor as being about us, it's only about us in as much as we provide the proof that the people we lost lived the kind of lives that would move us to goodness. And that's the kind of memory that we should cherish of them. Everybody who has loved someone and known someone has a vast range of memories about them. Some are painful, and some are beautiful. Some that they did things that we didn't like, and some they did things that inspired and changed our lives. And the ones that we want to perpetuate are the ones that Yizkor emphasizes, which is, this person made me better. And that's why I'm doing this. And that, God, is what I want you to remember about them. In that way, Yizkor is a little bit about forgetfulness as well as about memory. A perfect memory is, after all, a somewhat pitiless thing. I can't think of anybody in my life that I would wish a perfect memory of everything that I have done. I want some forgetfulness, too. That's why we say, Yizkor Elohim, God, you remember, because you remember everything, but that's okay. You're forgiving by nature. We'll remember selectively. We'll remember the good, the beautiful, the encouraging, the inspiring, the motivating, the mitzvah. And so when we recite the Yizkor service, in some ways, yes, we do it for ourselves, but we do it for ourselves because we understand that the more we honor the memory of those who have touched us, have loved us, the better we become in this world. And by becoming better, we become the proof that they were good, that all their struggles and all their sorrows and all their love left behind something wonderful and lasting and important. And as proof of that, I'm going to be better than before I pledged myself to their memory. That's the deep meaning of Yizkor. It's about them, and one day, God willing, someone will say Yizkor. Remember everything good and beautiful and wonderful and inspiring, and do something good, and it'll be about us. The Yizkor service begins on page 188 with Adonai Ma'adav.